from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. We got some preseason games tonight, Dolphins preseason tomorrow, but then Saturday college football starts on the real. And if you want to watch college football tomorrow or all season, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park, perfect spot to do so. All the TVs, all the Funky Buddha, all the food. I mean, time of your life, college football and NFL football.
Time of your life. I really have a good time.
Time of your life. And of course, you want to enjoy a little happy hour right now. Funky Buddha has happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30. $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, $6 to $8 bites. Enjoy yourself a little bit of that blueberry cobbler wheat ale, which I enjoy so much. Pairs nicely with a yucca tots and some bison wings. All right, let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter, why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Hawk is right. Two preseason games tonight, Bengals-Colts, Chiefs-Bears. Both of those games have 8 p.m. kickoffs. I think Chiefs-Bears is like at 8:15, 8:20. But around that time,
thinking about betting the under on both games, like I should have done Sunday night when I bet the Saints.
What's the unders?
34.5 Indy and Cincy.
Ooh.
32.5 Chicago and KC.
We got to when you get into those 40, high 40s, low 50s, I'm all in.
Low 30s is rough.
It's tough. But they really don't get in the end zone that much.
I mean, they don't. They all these games seem to end, like, even 17 to 10 seems like a high-scoring game in preseason.
It does. I'll go under. I'll never go over. I'll either leave it alone or go under, but
I think I'm going to parlay the unders. Yeah, it's for fun, you know. Watch a little DNC, watch a little preseason football, bounce around.
Yeah. How many nights is the DNC? Because
Ends tonight.
Okay. Night four, night five, night six. I'm supportive and all, but I'm like
night four tonight. Ends tonight. Kamala speaks tonight. There's a lot of rumors percolating because there is a little gap in the official schedule tonight, and people are speculating on who this very special appearance might be at the DNC tonight. And I happen to know.
Who?
It's Ray Gunn, the Australian breakdancer.
Yeah, she's a big Democrat, huh?
Yeah.
Did you watch last night?
Quite a phone ring you have there.
They're asking me, am I checking out? And I'm like, I don't know. It's not my room. I don't know who's checking out.
But if I was the hotel manager, I would go, well, I know it's not your room, but are you checking out?
I don't know.
But that doesn't make any sense. Are you leaving or are you staying?
I'm leaving. I don't know if they're leaving. I just don't know. Tim Wall's son was crying too hard for me last night.
Well, he's got a lot of issues.
I just don't. Yeah, I didn't know that, but I was
But hey. he's got issues. Literally unable to control his emotions. He's got
really.
Yeah, he's got several different. ADHD. There's a non-verbal learning disability that he has. He's a special needs kid.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you told me that, because like when he was crying, I'm like, damn. Like we've been doing this now for 2 days.
You're yeah, no, one of the characteristics of one of the things he deals with is being unable to regulate emotions.
Thank you for telling me that.
Well, you're very welcome.
All right, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter.
Speaking of, the Mariners have fired their manager, Scott Servais. Sorry, I jumped the gun on the breaking music.
So what's like the short list for who's going to be interim manager, Hawk?
Yeah, Joey Cora. That's all I know.
Jack McKeon, Jim Leland.
Dusty Baker. I don't know. He might be with a team.
Dom Capers always does a great job.
Joe Girardi. All right, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford. I think I already read that. Dolphins will play the Buccaneers tomorrow. I did, right? Yeah. Dolphins will play the Buccaneers tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., gentlemen. Final preseason game.
Hawk, are you going?
Right. I haven't decided. I'll be up in Tampa. It's going to be a game time decision. It's either that or some pizza. I haven't decided.
Excitement is the same.
It would just be to be there, see Raymond James or whatever. I'm not I wouldn't know any of the players.
They're calling you about the Mariners job.
Should I pick up?
You're going to lose your bond voice status.
Yeah, my room, my name has nothing attached to this room.
Do you know whose room it is?
No.
Okay.
One person, because it, like they're little too, because the sheets weren't even out from underneath the bottom of the bed when I got in. But I could tell somebody slept here, but I don't know whose room it is.
Well, you just walked in?
No, I was at Houston Texans facility. And I was like, hey, I got to do radio. They're like, oh, we have a room for you, because we have like camera people and a staff. And they were like, hey, just use this room. They gave me a key, 1002. So I just walk in 1002 and I see the bed messed up, but I know the person was small.
All right.
Okay. All right. I want to get your thoughts on this, Crowder. Have you been following this? Hawk and I kind of discussed it briefly earlier. Have you gotten any word of this flag football saga that has hit pretty much all the national networks over the past couple days?
The little light-skinned boy that said he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Daryl Doucette. They call him Hoosh. So he's the quarterback for the USA national flag football team. Last week, over the weekend, he said NFL players shouldn't just assume that they're going to get a roster spot on the 2028 Olympics team. He called it disrespectful that they just assume that they're the ones that are going to end up being able to play. But then yesterday, he kind of took it a step further, doubled down, and he told TMZ that he would be better than Patrick Mahomes in 5-versus-5 flag football, because because of his IQ of the game. So people are very outraged.
I have heard of it. We talked about it. He's 35 years old. Why are you 35 playing flag football? Because you could not make it to the top league of football. You think Patrick Mahomes throws the way he does, and now there's no big guys trying to tackle him, and he's going to throw worse? This dude is crazy. I understand the lore. Like, the attention it's getting is great for him. I don't know if somebody told him, like, this is a good idea to do, but, bro, there's nobody in flag football league that's better than anybody in the NFL. There's nobody
That's bunk.
Huck. Okay. Let me take time out of my day to practice with a league that I make $100 a game in because I could have played in the NFL and made $17 million a year.
Not all of us are driven by money.
No, I'm going to play in flag football league.
No, not all of us are driven by money. Dak Prescott says he doesn't play for money.
I'll slap Dak in his
mouth. What makes you think this guy, I don't know who the guy is, but what makes you think he's doing it for the money? It's obviously the love of the sport.
Everyone in And1, remember And1 basketball?
Yeah.
They all wanted to be in the NBA. Everybody in flag football league wants to be in the NFL. You know why you didn't make it? Because you're not good enough to play in the NFL.
I'm not so certain.
I'm 100% certain.
I wanted to take Hoosh his side. Like I like this bit he's running.
Stupid.
I wanted to because, hey, you can't just assume that because you play 11-on-11
totally different
tackle
sport.
Football,
totally different sport.
That you're just going to be able to be great at flag football. There's different techniques. There's different strategy. There's different rules. I wanted to take this route, Hawk. I really did. Then I YouTubed his highlights, saw his throwing form, and I can't hitch my wagon to this guy, this Hoosh.
No, I will not allow on this show disrespect of the Hoosh.
The Hoosh. Hoosh. Hoosh
not,
and his
not
receivers.
On this show. No, sir.
So Hoosh and his receivers need to get a touchdown. In flag football, you have Patrick Mahomes, Jet from the Vikings. You have Tyreek. You have those guys. You're going to pick Hoosh and them to get a touchdown in flag football where there's no one to sack you?
Yeah, Team Hoosh.
Team smack you in the mouth. That's what team I'm on.
Who's strong?
Come on. Get out of here.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's that say they're going to beat them? Who's?
It's And1. It's And1. You take the NBA Olympic team and play against And1. They beat them 100-12.
NBA Olympic team couldn't beat the Globetrotters. Tell you that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not fooling with him today. What you got, Solana? I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I'm not fooling with you today.
Or if it's a game, I would set that line maybe at NBA Olympic team -1.5.
NBA Olympic team versus That's Globetrotters.
Right. That's right.
You know they double dribble every play.
Well, if it doesn't get called, it's not a double dribble.
Still better take than your Josh Dobbs take.
No, I'm riding with Josh Dobbs. You didn't watch him Sunday night. I did. You watch. I bet this season Josh Dobbs is the starting quarterback for the 49ers because you can't keep a guy like that on the bench.
Well, anyways, just circling back, the NFL is working actively on getting their players to potentially play in the Olympics in 2028, but the owners are going to vote on it, and all they need is 9 owners to vote no, and the whole idea gets thrown out the window. That's all they need, 9 owners to vote against it. So it does seem possible or probable that Hoosh is going to get his time to shine in 2020.
All right.
If I was an owner, I'd vote no. I didn't give y'all all this money. I'm not paying y'all 30, 40, 20.
But the Olympics.
I'm not paying you $30 million a year to go out here and get hurt.
NBA
jumping
owners.
Up here with
NBA
the Hoosh.
Owners, they allow their
– they
embrace it.
And it might be different. But basketball is a way different game than football. And Hoosh's friends are going to try to prove they're better than the NFL guys.
What? And they're going to international players are trying to prove they're better than the NBA
players. And they're going to undercut. Tyreek goes up for a ball. The guy hits him in his legs. He does a flip, lands on his head.
Well, but that's tackle football. That's not flag football.
No. What would stop him from doing it?
They're actually good flag football players. They know the difference.
Am I getting fined? Is it bigger for Jimmy to be the dude that broke Tyreek Hill's neck or be the guy that got his balls put in his face and Tyreek called a play? They don't care. What are you going to fine them? You're going to fine them their undershirt, Hulk?
That's absurd.
You're going to fine them their Nikes?
For Olympic tryout, somebody's trying to break Tyreek Hill's legs.
What does it matter if they do? What does it matter if they do?
Oh, I don't know. Humanity. I mean, what kind of argument is that?
Hawk, these guys don't care. They work at Walgreens.
You don't know any of these guys.
Okay, let them play. I wish the Dolphins go. Put the whole Dolphins roster out there.
They're going to play. The NBA plays.
Let them play.
NHL plays. All the professional sports play Olympics.
And watch how hard these guys play over the guys that are playing for fun.
They should play hard. They're trying to make the Olympic team.
And then the guy dives at Patrick Mahomes' knees, and the NFL struggles and loses billions.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think you understand how flag football works.
It does seem like he has a disconnect on flag football.
Emphasis on the flag, and I don't know where you got Tyreek's manhood in Jimmy's face. But by the way, Mike McDaniel seems like the kind of guy that would love to coach the U.S. in flag football.
Yeah, 100%.
Marlins play the Cubs tomorrow. By the way, they open up a series here at Lone Depot Park. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations. It's been raining off and on, so drive safely, South Florida.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. We'll watch a little football tonight, a little DNC. Gonna drink a Funky Buddha. Time of my life. If you're looking to watch the preseason games tonight, you can go to the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Time of your life. We said it earlier. Zach Krantz is coming up tonight. You know, there's a this is really cool. I meant to mention this earlier in the week, and then I just saw it on Twitter again. Canesware, you know, which is right by Twin Peaks on University Drive, really right next to La Spada's on University Drive in Davie. They're doing a Panthers meet and greet, but one of our friends is involved now. So it's this Sunday, and they've got Aaron Ekblad and Vladimir Tarasenko at Canesware from 12:30 till 2. And then from 3 till 4:30, it's Ryan Lomberg and Goldie. Goldie is part of the signing now at Canesware. So I don't know who you want to meet most, Aaron Ekblad, Tarasenko, Lomberg, or Goldie. But it's in support of Goldie's gang as well, his charity. So that's at Canesware in Davie. You can go to canesware.com if you want info. But if you've still got that Stanley Cup fever and you want to get some pictures and some stuff autographed on Sunday, canesware.com is the website. But Goldie's going to be out there. How many times do you get a chance to take a picture, get an autograph from Goldie? Very exciting. So tonight, I think I'm betting both unders in the NFL preseason games. Football season, I mean, you got games tonight, Dolphins tomorrow, college football for real on Saturday. I hope you have the Hard Rock Bet app on your phone. It makes football season so much more fun. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's only legal sports book. Very easy to sign up, and then you make deposits and withdrawals quickly via PayPal, Venmo, credit cards. All you have to do to get started, download Hard Rock Bet at the App Store, Google Play Store, or go online to hardrock.bet. Very easy app, and you can use it anywhere in the state of Florida. Make straight bets, teasers, parlays, live bets, which is always fun. And if you try Hard Rock Bet now, you get up to $100 back if your first bet doesn't win. Very easy. Make your first bet. Straight bet, parlay, prop bet, over, under, whatever you want it to be. If you don't win, the amount you bet, you will get back as a bonus bet right into your account. So that's a great offer. Have a little fun with us this football season. Download the Hard Rock Bet app now. Everybody, by the way, tomorrow we have an abbreviated show because the Dolphins game starts at 7:30. So we will have our Game Day Uncensored show beginning at 3:30. Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana. So we're on from 2 till 3:30 tomorrow. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go unders. We will speak with you mañana.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.